This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Good morning, I'm David Fair. Michigan and Ohio State will renew their storied rivalry on the football field tomorrow. No matter the outcome, when all is said and done, Michigan Stadium is going to be full of trash. In the last 50 years, there has been a huge increase in food-related trash, and sporting events are a great example. In this installment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas looks at game day waste at Michigan and Ohio stadiums and the initiatives underway to deal with the issues.
It's Saturday outside the Big House, the University of Michigan's football stadium. Masses of people going into the game are discarding masses of cans and cups and pizza boxes. But almost as fast as the trash arrives, it disappears, thanks to U of M staff and a small army of high school students. It's Sunday morning inside the Big House. The stands are filled with people and seagulls picking up the trash. I'm with Chris Hall, who's supervising the Gabriel Richard students and parents who are paid to clean up.
Last week, I estimated 500 bags of garbage ended up in the landfill and about 120 bags of water bottles.
That's the first truckload of trash from the stadium being dumped at Ann Arbor's transfer facility on its way to the landfill. A group of U of M students thinks this stadium trash can be reduced to nearly zero, and they say other schools are showing it can be done. We're in Ohio Stadium at OSU's campus in Columbus, getting a tour of a new program that's in its third year. It's called Zero Waste because everything is either recycled or composted. There's no trash bins in sight.
I'll start walking you through how things work.
Corey Hawkey is sustainability coordinator at Ohio State.
In 2011, we started the Zero Waste program. We looked at what University of Colorado was doing at Boulder. We're looking at University of California at Davis. And we said, hey, we can do that here at Ohio Stadium.
He shows me their compostable nacho trays, coffee stirrers, and hot dog wrappers, and their pump bottles of condiments and coffee creamer.
We used to have the paper cups with the plastic lid, the plastic straw. We got rid of that.
Their souvenir cups are recyclable and reusable, issued in a collectible series. Unserved edible food is donated to the hungry, and the rest is composted.
There's very few things that are contaminants or trash now. We're throwing away candy wrappers, but other than that.
Last year, a group of U of M grad students studied the various stadiums using zero waste techniques and presented a report recommending its adoption at Michigan. I asked Raphael Meyer about the university's response to their presentation.
Jumping straight to zero waste football didn't make sense. They wanted to first take a step back and do a more thorough analysis of the risks and opportunities for sustainability in athletics, specifically at Michigan, before deciding which direction to go down.
I spoke with Tracy Artley, recycling program manager at U of M, about the challenges.
It's so important that we do it right. And when I talk to people about composting and why we haven't just gone bonkers and put compost bins everywhere, is this contaminant issue. And the fact that if we start delivering them garbage, they're going to treat it like garbage and they're going to cut us off.
How does Ohio State deal with the contamination? They hire high school students to man each bin. Here's one advising a fan on what goes where.
This goes there.
I asked her opinion of the Zero Waste program.
It's very helpful because people like really get excited that you're recycling and stuff. So I like seeing people's reaction. They're like, oh, thank you. You're welcome.
She thinks the positives spread beyond the stadium.
Yeah, doing it makes you want to do it at home because like you can see people like it. So they're probably going to start doing it at home. I do it at home now because like this is what I do.
But still, mistakes are made, so after the game, it's sorted again by Ohio State student volunteers who go through the compostables and by paid inmates at the Ohio House of Corrections who sort the recycling. The end products are put to good use.
And, you know, you can buy stadium compost. Take that home and put it in your garden. So it is available. People can buy it, and it's good, high-quality stuff.
But as impressive as this is, zero waste doesn't mean zero impact. Here's Raphael Meyer.
At the end of the day, it still requires resources to manufacture, and it's still getting shipped thousands of miles, and just because it's compostable doesn't mean that it's the end-all, be-all.
He says reducing waste in the first place is by far the most efficient way to reduce impacts. Here's Chris Hall, supervisor of post-game cleanup.
The water bottles are huge. There's so many of them.
He estimates they make up about 30% of what's bagged.
It seems, you know, that there must be a better way to do that. That seems to be the biggest issue to me.
Granted, most are kept out of the landfill, but like all manufacturing processes, recycling does take energy. The day I attended a U of M game, it was hot, but the bottled water is $4.50, so I set out to find drinking fountains.
No, I don't think they have drinking fountains. They have these hydration stations. They give you little, like, 8-ounce cups of water, which I think that's what they do instead of drinking fountains.
Actually, there are some fountains, and Ann Arbor City Water is highly rated for both taste and quality. So I approached two students waiting in a long line.
So did you guys know there's drinking fountains here?
Yes.
I'm just not sure where they're located, but yeah. The hydration stations, I just, like, know where they are at the time.
There's large banners advertising the free cups of Absopure water. The cups aren't recyclable in Ann Arbor, and you must take a new one each time. No refilling allowed. Regarding refilling, empty water bottles are not allowed to be brought into the stadium. Here's Raphael Meyer.
I would say that reusable water bottles, you know, if they're empty, they're completely harmless. And sure, it's going to add a couple seconds to the process of getting some people into the stadium. But the potential benefits that come along with that are, you know, are great. And that makes sense not only from an environmental perspective, but that makes sense from a fan experience perspective. And if you walk around this campus, you'll notice how many students have reusable water bottles.
I asked Corey Hawkey at Ohio State what they do about water.
We deploy water monsters. They're essentially giant water coolers. And anybody can go up and fill up a cup of water, or fill up their water bottle, fill up their souvenir cup with the water.
As for letting fans bring back empty souvenir cups to use at the next game, Hawkey says,
It's a goal of me personally, you know, to develop some type of reuse program so that as long as you bring it in empty, you know, you can use it.
When it comes to costs for Ohio State's zero waste program, Hawkey says that any increases have been more than met by increased sponsorship dollars that the excitement over the program has generated. And he says the learning opportunities have been enormous.
We thought, well, if we could do it at the stadium, where can't we do it? And you know, we're using this as a test program for the rest of campus. We hope to apply the lessons we learn here to other areas on campus.
The U of M Athletics Department, which declined to be interviewed for this report, has piloted a zero-waste soccer game and a basketball game, but the big house has yet to be tackled. Here's Chris Hall.
I don't know the solution to the challenges that we have here, but watching this crew every week come and throw away hundreds and hundreds of bags of garbage that probably most of it didn't need to be generated in the first place, it's a big challenge.
Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.
The Green Room is a regular WEMU feature heard on the last Friday of every month. It is a partnered production between the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.